Don Ray and his mother, Nora, started attending New Hope way back in the 1990s. Hold the microphone close to your lips. And he's been with us ever since. I don't want to steal anything he may say, but suffice it to say, years ago when we were in the Taiyi Hotel after church, Marianne and I were being seated at Sherry's restaurant on Pacific Avenue. Don and Diana was there paying their bill. And when Don saw and Diana saw us at the table, Don came over and Don said, "Dell, you're going to be seeing a lot more of me." And he gave me a thumbs up. And he's a man of his word. We've seen a lot with Don over the last 10 years. Hang on just a second. And we want to put a picture up there. There's Don Ray. And the video projector doesn't do justice to some of these pictures, but he was involved in the Maytown fundraiser we had a few years ago. And so, Don, I'm through talking. Tell your story.
Well, I grew up going to church when I was a kid, and I went away for a little while. But then back in 1975, a friend of mine introduced me to a church up here on Black Lake Boulevard, or Evergreen Christian Center, and I started going to that. And while I was there, when I was about 19, I got baptized there.
Wonderful.
And then I finally graduated in 75 and went there for maybe another couple of years or so, and kind of faded away for a while. And then pretty soon, my cousin Diana, Pauline's daughter, says, "Well, why don't you come on to New Hope? It's a great church. You'll enjoy it." So I said, "Well, yeah, that's a small church," because the other church was pretty big and I didn't like it that well, so that's why I quit it. So anyway, so I started going from there out to the Taiyi, and I used to help them set up the sound system and take it down for them and all. And so I started going and have enjoyed it and enjoyed all the people and everything and had a good old time.
Wonderful. So have we. Okay, thank you, Don. Now.